Elliot's my fourth child. Basically, when they pulled Elliot out, they knew right away that something wasn't right with him.
I was working with troubled teens in a halfway house. I'd always wanted to be a pastor, but I'd always wanted to be a cop. That following spring, I was officer of the year in 2002.
There was a tumor in my brain. What 21-year-old wants to hear they have cancer?
15 or 16, I started struggling with an eating disorder.
It was my 12th birthday. I was turning 12. None of us heard the gunshot. We just heard my mom screaming.
I was sold into sex trafficking by my mother. I was 12.
They covered me with plastic, pronounced me dead. People meet me and they would never know all the things that I've been through.
I would overexercise, skip meals, trying to keep the shell pretty. I still ran track, and every race I lost was because I wasn't skinny enough. I had that approval addiction. It took control of me.
There are days of taking more than I can give. And there are choices that I made that I wouldn't make again.
My parents had planned an intervention for me, and my family, now they're telling me that I'm hurting them. That started a turning point.
I had my share of laughter, of tears and troubled times. This has been the story of my life. I've won and I've lost. I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not.
All of the lies that I had been speaking over myself and all of the pain from my past replaced with who I am in Christ.
Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. Oh, and you have been my guide through all of it.
This particular pastor called and he says, we've gotten these two young men who broke into a bunch of cars. We just need you to come and pick them up.
You were there when it all came down on me.
The two young men conspired to kill me, throw me out in the woods somewhere, and take off with my car and run. So I jumped on the hood, put my gun right up against the glass, and said, don't do it. It took off with me on the hood of the car. When I jumped off of the hood, I hit the back of my head, which immediately busted both my inner ears.
But in those unclear moments, you were the one keeping me strong. This is how my story's always gone. I won.
I had severe vertigo.
And I lost.
Panic attacks, PTSD.
I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not.
Everything that I had ever taken pride in, my strength, my abilities, all of that was gone.
Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. Oh, and you have been my guide through all of it.
It was a really, really rough labor. He had a 9x6 centimeter cyst in the center of his brain. His head was extra large. We don't know if he'll talk. We don't know if he'll walk. My heart sunk. I had no idea that he would end up having 8 surgeries that year.
He hit me head on at 80 miles per hour. When the police got there, I was pronounced dead without a pulse for almost an hour. When they pulled the car off of me, I took a gasp. I started breathing again. When I left the hospital, I was told that I'd never be able to have children, and they're not sure if I'd be able to walk again.
I was trapped in a house with a man who abused me for 6 months.
I walked in and he was just on the floor. I just think it's crazy walking in on your stepfather shooting himself at 12 on your birthday.
To realize that I may never perform music again, I was almost more sad about that than having cancer itself.
And this is who you are, more constant than the stars up in the sky. All these years of our lives,
I changed my attitude. I said, I'm going to give this to God and I'm going to allow people into my life to help me. I can't do this alone.
I believe that God is a great physician. Even when they said I'd never have children again, I just didn't believe it. I'm walking, I'm running, and I have a child.
I've won, I've lost. I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not. Life's been a journey, seen joy.
that that has to be because God is with me.
There's no way I could have got through all this just by myself.
I knew he was there, and as he rebuilt me, I regained all that I had lost without the arrogance.
I see how his hand has shielded me, and there's a purpose in that. Every day I'm living out that purpose.
Everyone been through difficult time. I can do anything through Christ who strengthened me.
He's alive. Anyone who sees him thinks he's a miracle.
Free and a half.
In every situation, there can be joy, there can be life. What I thought was a death sentence turned into be my story and my life. I've battled cancer 4 times. If I trust in him, I can do anything.